Good evening, everyone. It's good to meet with you today, another day that the Lord has made. Can all of you hear me? If you just verify by saying yes, if you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm still a novice with Zoom and this technology and everything, but the Lord is with us. I hope you all had a good day. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. I'm Sister Velma Jean Sanders, the teacher of the Contemporary Bible class, where we are currently studying the Gospel according to Luke. This is a Bible study. I encourage you to have a Bible when you come to class. I teach from the New King James Version. However, you can use whatever version you are used to using, but the official quote, official text of the class is the New King James Version. And that's because various reasons, but there are many different versions of the Bible, and we need some uniformity, especially in class. Today, our study will come from Luke chapter 19, and we will be starting at verse 28. Luke chapter 19, our lesson today will be from verses 28 through 40. Luke chapter 28 through 40. And I'll be reading from the New King James, 28 through 40. Our scripture, our lesson title for today, our lesson subject is Rejoicing and Weeping Over Jerusalem. That's our subject for today, rejoicing and weeping over Jerusalem. That's our topic for today from our scripture in Luke chapter 19. But let's first go to the Lord in prayer. Once again, I welcome each one of you. You're welcome to come to class, regardless of if you get here, quote, late. Whenever you get here, you'll be right on time. There's power in one word of God. This one word of God has enough power in it to do anything. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our beautiful Savior and wonderful Lord. We thank you that you are God and that you are in control of everything. We not only thank you, but we offer unto you praise, glory, and honor. Lord God, you're worthy of it all. You are the most exalted one, and we praise you. We thank you for being with us all day long, and not only all day, but all night, keeping watch over us, Lord, and providing for our every need. And now, Lord, we call on you as our help. We call on you as our teacher. We call on you as our guide. We call on you as our everything. Most of all, you are our Lord, our Savior. And Lord, we just want to offer to you praise. We ask you to forgive us of any sins and anything that would hinder us from hearing from you, and then hinder us from being all that you would have us to be. Continue to conform us into the image of your Son. Where we fall short, Lord God, continue to mold us and shape us and unify us, Lord God, till we look like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, reflecting your image. Now be with us today, and for the absent part of us, those who wanted to be in class but could not, whatever the reason, we lift them up in prayer as well as ourselves and pray, Lord God, be glorified through each one of us to your praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I welcome you again to our study as we continue on in the Gospel according to Luke. Our scripture this evening will be from Luke chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 28. Through 40. I would like to call on a few readers. Deacon Wendell Young, are you, you're in class? Deacon Wendell.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would read for us, if you would be our reader, Deacon Wendell, for Luke chapter
19.
Luke chapter 19, the verses
Luke 19. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sister Sharon Young was reading the first portion.
Okay.
Of 28 through whatever you said.
Okay. So Sister Sharon Young, if you would be the reader for Luke 19, verses 1 through 18.
No, I think it's verses 28 through 36, I think you said.
Okay. So, and then the next reader will be
Deacon Wendell Young.
Deacon Wendell. Okay. So, Deacon Wendell and Sister Sharon are our readers for this evening. Okay. All right. So, let's start with Luke chapter 19, and let's begin our reading at Luke chapter 19. Let's begin our reading at, someone help me here right now.
Okay, verses 28.
Okay, Luke chapter 19, and we're going to begin our reading at verse 28. Verse 28, and Sister Sharon, if you would go through to verse, when I say stop, okay? All right, let's
all
start.
All right.
Okay, Sister Sharon, and then the next reader will be, did I say who the next reader is?
Deacon
Wendell. All right, okay, so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, first reader.
When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road.
Okay, and then the next person.
That's me. Then, as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should be silent, the stones would immediately cry out.
Amen. Amen. So that ends our scripture for this evening. We finished it, right? Through 40. You read through 40?
Through 40.
Yes. Okay. So let us look at this text. Now, if you've been watching the news, a lot is going on. We can't miss the big sign, SIGN, that has been displayed, portrayed through the passing of the Queen. And with the passing of the Queen, a lot happened, whether you are aware of it or not. And so this evening, and it fits right in. Right on time, right on God's time, with what's going on in the world. There will be signs. The Lord said there will be signs in the heavens. There will be all kinds of signs. And I don't want you, not that you are, but perhaps you are, to miss that the passing of the queen is a type. And when I say type, T-Y-P-E, it is a picture. It is an image, a prophecy coming to pass. With each passing of a king, and then, you know, all the royalty and all that goes with it, we know with each passing, we're drawing nigh to the coming of Jesus. The coming of Jesus with each of these passings, with each of these deaths. It's not just he died, she died, and it's not just, you know, she was a great lady, and she was. I give her that honor. She deserves it. And yes, she does. But it's bigger than that. This is a passing, but it's also what? A drawing nearer to what? The second coming of Jesus. Because we're headed towards this kingdom. And that is part of our prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then we pray, thy kingdom come. And so thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So with the passing of the queen and all that goes with it, I mean, you cannot miss what all, some may miss perhaps, but it's a worldwide sign. And you all can verify that this is worldwide. This is one of those signs that I would say you have to be blind to miss it. That something happened when this lady, this queen, and then all that goes with her and the kingdom when she passed. It's not that she passed, and she did, great lady, and now let me say, great woman. Great. I mean, the whole world is looking, even if you don't want to see. Even if you say, well, I'll be glad when that's over. It's bigger than that. It's a type, as I said, T-Y-P-E, a picture, an image, prophecy. Is prophecy coming to pass? Because each passing is leading on to King Jesus coming, each one of them. And it's leading on one side, you know, there are actually going to be, quote, two comings. Not two comings of the Lord, but there will be, well, there is the first coming of Jesus, which has passed. And now we're in the interval of the first coming and the second coming. Well, in between that first coming of the Lord, which we know happened when he died, when he, the first coming of the Lord occurred at the first coming of the Lord occurred at his birth. At his birth. The second coming of the Lord has not occurred yet, but it has been prophesied. He will return. So we're in between, and in between is the church age. In between. And so in between here we are, us, this group. And it's the time where God is calling all men to repentance. This is the time to be saved. This is the time to hear the voice of the Lord. So God is calling a people unto himself in this in-between time. Now, the Bible has already prophesied there will be signs and the passing of the queen and then all that goes with it. You cannot watch this without seeing, look at the, and I wrote down some words, a list of some words that fit in with this. Now, our scripture is still in line with our scripture in Luke 19, verse 20, beginning at verse 28, the triumphal entry of Jesus, you know. And when we read this verse, let's look at it in Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 28. When he had said this, did we read it already? I don't know, but I'm going on. When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage. Who was our reader?
When it was me, Sister Sharon.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
When he had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples.
Okay, let's stop right there. Now I'm going to go into the little by little. Verse 28. Now Jesus has been talking. We know that. We're in transition now. We know he's been speaking. We know all along since his birth, he was born to be and be king indeed. And so when you get to the New Testament, now the Old Testament, now we move into the New Testament. And then when you get into the New Testament, which begins at Matthew in our Bibles, it begins at Matthew. That's the start of the New Testament. The Bible divided into New Testament, Old Testament, and then the New. The New Testament, the Old Testament, Genesis, all the way through Malachi. Then you get to the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is Genesis through Malachi. The New Testament picks up at Matthew and goes through Revelation. All right? So that's the two divisions of our Bibles, of our Bible, in our Bible. Let me say it like that. Now here, we're going to be looking at verse 28. Let's start at 28. When he had said this. Now, I do want to mention all these royal words that you have been hearing the past week, and you will hear more. The royalty. I want you to keep in mind Palm Sunday. I want you to keep in mind something has changed. Now, Palm Sunday, we know about Palm Sunday. Most of us know about Palm Sunday. Well, Palm Sunday is what? That's when Jesus Christ entered into the city, the holy city. It's the beginning of Holy Week. Let me say that first. Palm Sunday being the beginning, the commencement of Holy Week. And Holy Week starts out right here in verse 28 in Luke, where Jesus enters into the city, Jerusalem. All along, he's been headed towards Jerusalem. All along, he's been headed towards Calvary. All along, he's been headed towards the sacrifice, his perfect sacrifice, which leads on to, and then his perfect sacrifice, the veil of the temple being rent in two, Jesus proclaiming, it is finished. And then that moves on until where we are today. Okay? So in Luke chapter 19 here, verse 28, and as I mentioned, all these royal words that we have been hearing about this past week. And I encourage you to watch it, listen, see from the eye of prophecy. From the eye of Jesus is drawing near. He was drawing near to Jerusalem. He's still drawing near. He's still drawing near. Now, the Palm Sunday, when Jesus came, entered into the holy city on what we call Palm Sunday, that commenced Holy Week, all right? Now, that is a type, T-Y-P-E. It's a picture. It's an image. It's an illustration. It's a parable. The triumphal entry of Jesus is a parable, even though it really happened. He really did enter into the holy city of Jerusalem. You all do know that. It did happen. It's not a fable.
Okay.
It is it's a picture, however. It's a type. Jesus entered into the holy city on a donkey, the colt. They spread the palm branches. They cried, Hosanna. And all this royalty that we're seeing on TV is a type, picture, image of what really will happen. Now, Jesus, when he entered into the holy city on the colt, and you all know, and we'll read it again, all the royalty that came with that is a type of Jesus Christ himself will come again. He will enter the city as the king. He will come again. And I'm talking about the second coming now. The second coming, he will come again as the King of Kings. So with each passing, each succession of these royal offices, we see a kingdom is headed towards the second coming of the Lord. All right? That's the bigger picture of it. Now, on the other side, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about the other side. We know there are two. Jesus is Lord. But we also know somebody else is seeking to be king. And that would be the prince of the power of the air, the devil, ultimately the Antichrist. He also is seeking a kingdom. You know, we end with saying, God, Jesus, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Well, that's what the devil wants. So everything splits in to these two. Now, God ultimately is the head. All right? So when we look at this royalty, you want to also keep in mind there's the counterfeit. There's the devil who wants to be God. And indeed, small g is God, small g, prince of the power of the air. He will be overthrown. He's already overthrown. You know, he's already overthrown. Now let's look at this scripture again in Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 28. I'm trying to get to my list of words. The words, many words we've heard this week. Many examples of royalty, and the heavens declare, you know, with the double rainbows and everything, a sign. This is huge. It's big. It's a type of Jesus coming. Okay. I can't say it any more plainer than that. With the passing now of the queen and then the king, all that succession, Queen Elizabeth, the passing of her. And now these words we hear about, and there are many. You know, I couldn't write all the words, but we know queen, royal, all of these are royal words. Queen, dominion, majesty, royalty, prince, reigning, palace, heir to the throne, palace, royalty, jewels, all the riches, all of that, of our majesty, reign and royalty, heir, the succession of the sons, all of that is fitting in with kingdom, all right, and more, because Jesus ultimately prophet, priest, and king. So what we're seeing on TV is happening for real, but it's also a picture of, it's a reality. She died and all the royalty that goes with it. But it's a picture, a shadow, a type of the royal coming of Jesus. So when we look at Luke chapter 19, verse 28, it says, when he had said this, now you have to go back and find out what happened. So let's go back a little bit. And in verse 24, it says, going back a little bit here, in verse 24, we remember the parable of the menace and the parable of the Jesus judging here. And when we look at Luke chapter 19, beginning at verse 11, is the parable of the menace. And it reads, in starting at 19:11, now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was drawing near Jerusalem. And because, second reason, they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. So, and I mentioned that last week, where the Jew, generally speaking, in whole majority, is still waiting for the Messiah to come. But there is a people called out by God that is truly born again. On the other side, as a whole, the majority, God is calling in that remnant of saved, know the Lord, people that are his own. All right. So we have these two sides at work here with the king and the kingdom. Verse 11, Luke 19:11. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem. And he
because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately.
Okay, they thought that the kingdom of God, now that's the big word last week that kept appearing, was the kingdom of God. And they thought it would appear immediately. And then he told this parable. And the parable of the nobleman is where he went into a far country. That's a parable. He went away. And then he called these servants, that's in the parable. He delivered to them what he wanted to do. And then he said he would be back. He would be back. And they would have to give an account. Now, in Luke chapter 19, this certain nobleman, he went into the far country. And then it says in verse 13, he called 10 of his servants and served to them 10 minutes. And then it goes on and said to them, do business. That's what he said to us. Work, serve, do business. That's what we must be about. Our Father's business. Do business, time word, till I come. Now that's assignment to all of us. Do God's business until he comes. Verse 14. But his citizens hated him. His citizens. Now that would be the Jew and others. But I'm saying the Jews as a whole. There is a remnant of saved folks, Jewish race. God loves them, and God so loved the world. But everybody's got to come in through Jesus. Now, verse 14, his citizens hated him. They did what? Sent this delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man reign over us. So that's the choice. Either you have the Lord Jesus to reign over you, or you don't. One side is saying, yes, reign, King Jesus. The other side, we will not have this man to reign over us. And then the parable goes on. An account has to be given from everyone of what they did with the life that God gave to them. So we've talked about that parable. Now let's go on with verse 28. The entry of Jesus into the holy city. Okay, so verse 28. When he had said this, he went on ahead. And we know this is what's called Palm Sunday here. The triumphal entry of Jesus into the holy city. In type. It really happened Palm Sunday that he came into the city on the donkey, the colt, and the Palm Sundays, and all the royalty that went with it, and the people waving the branches, and Jesus, the people proclaiming glory to God in the highest, glory to God. So let me still try to keep reading here. Verse 28, when he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, the mountain called Olivet. And that's the word, the Mount of Olives. The mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, whereas you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. Okay? So we see here what happened. Jesus gave them instruction. He sent these two disciples, and we see that here in these verses. In verse 28, draw near to Jerusalem. Now, Jesus had been to Jerusalem before, of course, for all the feasts and everything. Grew up as a Jew. He went to Jerusalem to keep the feast, and all the laws that were required, he fulfilled. But now, Holy Week, as he enters into Jerusalem, he is received by the people with all the honor and all the glory, like what we're watching on TV in type. But it really happened. I hope you're following, because it's like you got shadow lands. There are shadows in the Bible, and there are types. There are types, and there are anti-types. There are pictures, and there are realities. There are both. Palm Sunday is a picture. but it really happened. You all understand? Palm Sunday really happened, but it's a picture of what will happen when Jesus comes again. So this prophecy, all wrapped up together, here comes this huge sign to the world. I mean, with this passing of the queen and a kingdom, it's a huge sign, all right? And the Lord said there would be signs. Now let's for a moment go to Revelation. Let's hold Luke, and this is such a full scripture that there's no way I can cover it. I have been studying. I have to study. You all might think Bellman just picks up the Bible. That's another story. But let us go on here. Now, then I lost my place right there. Lord, where do you want me to go? So in
Revelation.
Yes, thank you. The book of Revelation. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. Now, a whole lot could be said. You all know that. So I have to pray, Lord, measure the food, the amount, the weight, distribute. He knows how to divide the food up. So Revelation, now we're going to the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 12. And I'm trying to get there here with these new pages and everything. Revelation chapter 12. I encourage you all, each one of you, read your Bibles. And the more you read, the more you'll see. But it's not reading alone. You have to have the Holy Spirit. He has to be the one to open our eyes to see. So in Revelation chapter 12, now, first of all, and I'm not going to start teaching the book of Revelation right now, but Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, what's it all about? Well, it's all about the revelation of Jesus Christ, Him, Himself being revealed. Jesus seen, made known, manifested, glorified throughout. So the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's how chapter 1 starts. Chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. But let's go to, and let me say in verse 1, the revelation seen, revealed, made known, manifested of Jesus Christ. Who did it come to? Well, God gave it. He gave the revelation to him, Jesus. To do what? To show, reveal. To show who? His servants. This is who it's for. It ain't for any old body now. Not this revelation. It's for his servants. My picture went away. Is for his servants, all right? So are you a servant? That's important, because even watching the queen, which is another type, service. It was serving other people that she is being commended for. Jesus Christ, servant, capital S, of the Lord. He is the servant of the Lord. That's one of his titles, as the servant of the Lord. Now, Revelation here, I'm still trying to get to chapter 12, verse 1, chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. So things which, that's prophecy again, take place, it will happen. It is written, and it will come to pass. And he sent and signified it there's that word sign in there, signified it. By his angel, he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant. Servant, service. How do you be great? Do you want to be great? Well, in God's sight, I want to be great. What's the way to greatness? By service. Serve. Now, you can't just serve for the sake of serving. It's serving unto the Lord. But if you are faithful to serve unto the Lord, God will reward. And we see all of that going on. Now, Revelation here, let's go to chapter 12. Because I could, you could start at any point in scripture and go on. But let's go to Revelation 12. I encourage you, as I said, keep reading your Bibles. I can never, even the little bit that God has given to me, it's so full. You talk about good measure, pressed down, running together, shaking over. It's the word of God. And every time you break it, it's like those fish and the loaves. It keeps breaking. Then it just overflows. That's how the word of God is. And me, Lord God, trying to teach it by his spirit. Now, Revelation 12, still fitting in with prophecy here and all that we are seeing. Now, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, I'm okay, you all, under her feet, and on her head, a garland of 12 stars. Then, being with child, she cried out. She cried out in labor. She cried out, you all, in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and seven diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. And then it keeps going. Let's go on. Well, I got to keep reading. And the dragon, I'm sorry, verse 4. And his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven. And threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth. Now, this is type now of Jesus, the Antichrist, the devil, all in here. This dragon stood before the woman, and it says to do what? She was ready to deliver. The woman was ready to give birth. But the dragon was there to devour her, capital C, child. That's Jesus. Trying to take out the devil, trying to take out Jesus from a child. And even before, the devil has been, that's the great battle. Is Satan wants the kingdom. The kingdom belongs to the Lord. And that's the great battle of this, what's going on in this earth right now. So this dragon stood before the child to do what? To devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child, capital C, that's Jesus. And she bore that male child, and she bore a male child. She bore a male, capital C, child. That's what she did. Now, I need you all's help tonight and prayer. As you can tell, I'm okay in the name of Jesus. I'm teaching this class by God's Spirit. I still need your prayers. I need your prayers. But I'm going to teach class, and God's going to bless this word. And in our weakness, then are we strong. So I go on by faith, trusting in the Lord and his word. Okay, so with all the struggle, it's part of life. It's part of what I'm going through. And you all some too. If not today, your battle will be coming. You know, so bear with me. Be patient. A reminder to pray for me. I will be seeing my main doctor very soon, but Jesus is my great physician. Yes, and I am healed by his stripes. So I press on through it all, pressing on towards the kingdom. It's a real battle, you all. Some of you know that the battle is real. I mean, this spiritual battle is real, but greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hold on to that scripture. Now, this woman in Revelation chapter 12, because I can tell I'm not going to be able to get through nearly an inch of this, but the dragon, the devil, that old dragon. Matter of fact, in chapter 12, it says it here, somewhere in chapter 12, that old dragon, he's been around a long time. He's old, but he's still working, and he's working even harder. And there are signs of the times when you look at all this going on in this earth. I'm talking about the natural disasters. Everything's being shaken, out of order. Things are all out of order on one hand. On the other hand, it's right on time. Working in order, just like God wants it to work. Down to you all go and you will find a coat pad. You'll find a coat tied. Now you talk about detail, and that's back to Luke. You'll find this coat tied. Loose him and bring him to me. That wasn't just any old coat, you all, on this Palm Sunday. So as you can tell, there's a lot going on in this passage. Now, Luke, Revelation chapter 12, I encourage you to read that. And as you've heard me say, just read your Bibles. It's one book. It's a book. It's one revealing of God. Wherever you start, some start wherever God leads you. Some need to start at Genesis. I've encouraged you, read the entire Bible. Well, that's to a group, whoever. Others start at the New Testament. Others start at Luke. You know, but whatever you do, Lord, lead me, guide me, speak to me, and he will. So Revelation here, I'm going to try to cover quite a few verses here in a little time. I see we're down to 10 minutes. So Revelation chapter 12 is this great prophecy. And you'll see a child, capital C, Jesus Christ, the child. And you all remember, for unto us, Isaiah chapter 9, unto us, a child, capital C, unto us a child is born. That's the first coming. Unto us a son, capital S, that's the Son of God, is given. The child was born in Bethlehem long time ago. First coming. Unto us a son, capital S, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, Son of God, the gift is given. The gift is given. And whosoever will, the gift has been given. Let him come. All right? So in Revelation 12, you will see this great battle. And it is at this point where Satan will be thrown out of heaven. It's all another study. We'll get to it someday. But in verse 13, Revelation 12, verse 13, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child, capital C. He's still trying to do that. Persecute the woman. Now, if we go back we could go back all the way to Genesis. And let's do that. Let's go back to Genesis. Let's go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3. Excuse me. Genesis chapter 3. And you all, I think you can understand why I could say you can never study it all. But read it, and God will reveal as he sees fit. I did want you to know, don't miss this big sign that God has given to the world in this passing of the queen. Then near to the kingdom coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. What scripture did I just give out to you all?
Genesis 3.
Okay, so in Genesis chapter 3, time is rapidly moving. But when we go back to Genesis, going back to Genesis. Now, you all know what I've said about Genesis. In that little word, big word, Genesis is a huge word. Everything's in Genesis. Because when you look at the word Genesis, just go to your Bible, Genesis chapter 1, and you'll see Genesis. You all see that word? Genesis. Well, look at the word. You know, every jot and every tittle of God's word is full of meaning. Look at that word, Genesis. Now, you have in the word Genesis, the gene. G-E-N-E-S. The gene. You know what's in the genes. What's in the genes is. You might change all that outward appearance. You might do all kind of surgeries. You might do all kind of stuff. But one thing, those genes, and it's in the title right here, Genesis. And then it breaks off into ills. So whatever's in those genes, son of God, whatever's in those seeds, genes, other side of the devil. Whatever's in those genes, ills. And that's why I say, be yourself in God. Don't let nobody else try to run your life, because people will try. The world will try. The devil will try to run your life. And you have to learn, I have to follow Jesus. That's a challenge. But because the world is pressing, your mind is pressing. Well, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. You need to do that. No, I need to hear what thus saith the Lord and do that. Follow me. That's what Jesus said. Follow me. And if you follow him, it's just that simple. But on the other hand, it's hard because there's so much coming. And you got that's the warfare, is to hear the voice of the Lord. So Genesis, what's in the genes is. That is deep in itself. Genes, G-E-N-E-S, but genes is. Can't change it. And it is written and thus declared by the Lord. Now our time, 7:26. I gave you from Genesis to Revelation to read. So you got a big assignment to read from Genesis to Revelation. Then there's Matthew in there, where it changes to the New Testament. I wanted you to see, at least I wanted to mention, what we're watching on TV, and it's a beautiful thing. You can't help but say royalty and glory and honor and majesty and dominion and power. It's Jesus, a type on Palm Sunday. But in reality, he will come again, enter into the holy city. He will come back next time. It ain't going to be on a colt. Next time, he's coming back with the heavens will break open. And every eye shall see him. And all the royalty of the second coming, of which we're seeing in type, the reality is when Jesus comes again in Revelation chapter 19. All right? So that's our study for today. I give it to God for his blessing. And I planted the seed, another waters. God gives the increase. You know, so I offer, Father, I offer to you as an offering.
Yes.
This teaching.
Yes, Lord.
It ain't my word. It's your word.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm your child. And Amen. I am your servant.
Amen.
And I pray everyone, some of every others can say, I seek to serve God.
Yes.
Like he said, be a disciple and follow me.
Yes.
Those are big words.
Yes.
It's a challenge. Because yes. Everything else and many others are seeking you to follow them. So, Lord, mold us into your image even as we go throughout the week. We pray our prayers of condolence upon the family of the Queen, those who are left to mourn. We pray that eyes will be opened to see in a spiritual way those who follow Jesus. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
And I give you glory that you gave me strength.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we press on in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be with us as we go.
Yes.
And, we'll be careful. We'll be very careful to give thy name the praise forever. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
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 Well,
thank you, Sister
Velma. You all have a big assignment.
Amen. Oh, yes.
You got
thank
a
prayer work.
Assignment.
Good word. Yes.
Oh, yes.
God's word.
Hallelujah.
And God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you too.
Thank you for your prayers. Don't stop.
Always.
Glory to God.
Continually in my mind.
For thine is the kingdom.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the glory and the honor.
Yes.
Amen. And that's where all this royalty is headed to. Thine is the kingdom.
Oh, yes.
And the glory.
Oh, yes.
And the honor. For, and then thank the hallelujah you. Chorus I love forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, Sister Velma.
Love you all.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Amen. God be with you next week.
You too.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Every day.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Velma.
We may have a part two of this study. I'll have to see how the Lord leads me. Amen.
Amen. Excellent job. I loved it.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Goodbye. God
love you. Love you. Have a blessed day.
Always.
When you get a moment, you can stop the recording.
Thank you.
Okay.